gonna take it back. Just wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my father, don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'm damn so far from my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land. From sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my freedom, God's only son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll dance your fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey everybody, welcome on in the Thursday, August 29th, 2024 edition of Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on 97.7 FM WCHY Sheboygan. Got a great show lined up for you today. Lots of information, lots of guests. We've got stories all over the board. We're excited. Want to talk about, right out of the gate, the Onaway School Board District race. I know a lot of you aren't in Onaway, but perhaps you know people who live there, the different townships in Presque Isle, the three townships in Sheboygan County, the western kind of along M68 there that we want to reach regarding this upcoming school board race. We want people who live in the Onaway School District to fully understand the importance of electing six people specific to a slate of board members that will fix the Onaway School Board once and for all. Improve the kids' quality of education. Get them laser focused on improving the school, making improvements to the building, getting things fixed once and for all, and stop the nonsense that a few agitators, disruptors, are trying, attempting to do. So if you live in Onaway School District or know somebody who does, I want you to text me the word Onaway. I will send you the information that you can share via text messaging of the six concerned citizens that are wanting to fix that school board, that school district once and for all. Now, I've been told numerous people are being allowed to file by the Democrat clerk, Ann Marie, who's going to be replaced with Darren Darga on November 5th, the Republican clerk candidate running against her. Ann Marie will be defeated on November 5th. Well, as part of her last hurrah, she's playing games with this school board race. Not going to get into the details. An attorney is being brought in to look at the situation, but she's playing games with allowing people to file late to run for that school board race. This is what I've been told. This is information I've gotten from a couple of people, and it's very, very concerning. So, if you know of anybody that lives in Onaway School District, please text me Onaway. I'll text you the card with the name of the six candidates that we would like to get elected to fix this school board once and for all. This is critical to the community. This is critical to the schools. This is critical for the kids. The nonsense that has been allowed to take place in that school district for decades has got to stop. And this is the election to do it. So again, please text me Onaway, and I will send you the card. You can share it. You can forward it. You can text message it. You can send it to other people. Anybody you know that lives in Onaway, Onaway Public School District, Akiak, North Alice Township, Case Township, Forest Township in Sheboygan, Waverly, Corwith, we have got to get this information out, folks, and I'm asking for your help. Short break, a word from our sponsors. We'll be right back. Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days, without any exercising. Then I met Missy, a MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation. Or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go. And you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
LegendarySystems.net now offers affordable remote tech support for your computer, the same service that large companies have been using for years. To discuss your needs and pricing, call us at 231-818-8349. Don't take your computer in for repairs. Let us do it remotely. Again, call us today at 231-818-8349.
For all you folks out there that own firearms, are looking to buy a new or used gun, or fix up that old piece at a good price, there's Curtis Gunsmithing. Not too far off the beaten path at 9996 Picker Lake Road in Petoskey, Mr. Tom Curtis is an AGI-certified gunsmith and firearm connoisseur. Don't send your gun out or travel far away for your specialized gun work. You have a friend in your own backyard. Call Curtis Gunsmithing today, 231-347-3487.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Second segment of hour number one. We're going to have two former state senators on the show today. Former state senator and gubernatorial candidate Patrick Kolbeck. He will be on with us from 9:35 to 10 o'clock. And then, hopefully, if her cell signal is good, former State Senator Tanya Shoemaker will be on with us talking about an event, two events actually, that they're holding today in Northern Michigan that you guys can be a part of. So I want to give you a heads up. You might need to be off to the Sheboygan. I believe it's Opera House. I can't find the email where I got the information to the radio station, but I will find it. And we'll just talk with former Senator Tanya Shoemaker. She'll be on with us from 10:05 to 10:30. And they're up sharing information with the folks in Northern Michigan about the election process. On election day, you go, you show your driver's license, you get your application for a ballot filled out, you go to the poll inspectors that are working the election. That's what they're called, election inspectors, for working the polling district. You hand them your license, your application for a ballot. They hand you a ballot. They mark you in the poll book as getting a ballot, voting in person, and you vote. You mark your ballot. When you get done, you come out of the marking area and you put your ballot into the tabulating machine. You get to see a number as to what number you are for voting in person that day. Well, kind of interesting, because I saw this last night when Patrick Colbeck posted at 9:18 p.m. a Supreme Court decision from the Michigan Supreme Court. Now, you have to understand that the Michigan Supreme Court right now is controlled by liberals. Most of these people have never even been judges before, but they have been appointed to replacing other Supreme Court justices via Governor Gretchen Whitmer. In a 4-3 decision, all four of the liberal socialist justices on the Michigan Supreme Court created basically a majority ex facto ruling regarding electronic devices. They, on their own, made up the authority for the Michigan Secretary of State to issue restrictions on poll challengers' rights, found nowhere in Michigan law. You see, folks, we have election laws in this state. The process by which local clerks are supposed to run their elections. When I say local clerks, I did not say Secretary of State. I said local clerks. Those are your townships, your cities, and your villages. Those clerks run the elections per the election laws. The county clerks then act as a funnel to collect the results and the ballots and the numbers and the tabulator tapes and the flash drives from the local clerks. The local clerks actually execute, carry out, and perform the laws to execute the, I should say actually perform the election. Once the election is done, 8:00 at night, nobody else can get into the building. The doors are closed. If you're in line, you get the vote. Absentee ballots are processed. Military ballots are processed. Everything is done at the local level. Then, once they get their work done, according to the election laws, they then drive over, literally, their information to the county building. The county clerk then is the person responsible for collecting all the data from the local clerks. Then information is transmitted to the Secretary of State through the county clerks. I call it the mothership. then those results are put on the Secretary of State's tabulators. They put it all together, and results start coming in from around the state of Michigan. Each county, independently on its own, can post the results as they get them from the local township clerks. That's what Vicky, my wife, plans to do here in Antrim County. As the results come in from the local townships and villages, we have 15 townships, 5 villages in Antrim, she will then post it on the website immediately as they come in to her office. Once they are all reported in, unofficial results, because they haven't been certified by the Board of Canvassers, that is done 2 days later. Tuesday's the election. Board of Canvassers meet on Thursday. They begin the canvassing process. They verify the numbers, and they certify the election. This is the process. This is how it's supposed to be done. But apparently, the Michigan Supreme Court has unilaterally promoted Jocelyn Benson to being a legislator, in addition to her role as an executive branch of Michigan government. Right now, she's the Secretary of State. Well, based on rules that Jocelyn Benson has put out, and she did this previously in our previous elections, and she's doing it again this year, 2024, November 5th, poll challengers cannot use cell phones. Basically, per the O'Halloran versus Secretary of State, the Visser versus Secretary of State, their docket numbers 166424 and 425, arguments made on June 18, 2024. People filed a lawsuit saying what Jocelyn Benson had passed, had implemented via her executive order, if you will, putting forward rules about poll challengers. Now, one thing you have to understand, poll challengers were never going to take pictures or videotape ballots. That's not what they were wanting to do. They simply wanted to have the ability to make phone calls, to communicate, to exercise their First Amendment rights of freedom of speech, to be able to talk to somebody. If they saw something happening at a local polling location, they wanted to make a phone call. Well, Jocelyn Benson didn't want those people to be able to make phone calls, because cell phones also have the capability of voice recording, taking photographs, and taking video. And because ballots are within the polling place, they did not want those devices being used. So she put forth these arbitrary rules on how the elections were to be run, telling the local clerks how to do it. Well, we're going to get into the details. We're going to talk all about it with Patrick Kolbeck. He's been following this case. He knows all the information. We're going to have him explain it to us in the next half hour. But here's the problem. Back in November of 2020, because of these arbitrary rules that she put out, which I had to abide by because I had been trained to be a poll challenger, election integrity force, a nonpartisan group trained Vicky and I on how to be poll challengers. Vicky chose to be a poll challenger here at home, just up the road from our house at Torch Lake Township. After I got off the microphone at 12 noon, I chose to get in my car and drive all the way down to Cobo Hall. At the time, it was called the TCF Center. Now it's Huntington Place. I chose to work the night shift I signed up to be a poll challenger from 9 p.m. until 6 a.m. the next morning, the night of the election. As soon as I got inside the basement of the TCF Center, you know, where they put up the pizza boxes to cover up the windows so people couldn't see what was happening, I was on the inside when that happened. I no sooner walked into the building and Patrick Colbeck came running up to me. Randy, I'm glad you're here. I need you as a witness. Why? Because I can't use my cell phone. We had to wear masks. We had to stay 6 feet away from the poll workers that were processing the absentee ballots in the basement of the TCF Center. He says, come here, I want you to see something. Walked me over to a long row of tables. You know, banquet tables, the 2x8s. When you go to an event, you sign in. They have those folding leg tables, 2 foot by 8 foot, usually tablecloth over them. You sign in, you get your name badge or whatever. They had a long, I'm talking 100, 150 feet long setup of these tables in single file with two machines on them. Each table had a computer with a large screen and a tabulator, a high-speed tabulator that counted ballots. As they were fed in, they were scanned electronically into the tabulator displayed on the screen. Batches of 50 times 4 batches. The trays that the workers brought up had 200 ballots in it. I watched that process all night long for, I think I was assigned to 9 or 10 counting boards. There was 139, 137, whatever the number was, of counting boards set up in the basement of Cobo Hall. I watched the entire process as a poll challenger. But because we couldn't use cell phones, Pat wanted me to see the two devices. He said, Randy, what do you see coming out of those devices? You're a radio station guy. You know all about internet. You know all about modems and routers and computers. What do you see? I said, well, there's a computer with a screen and there's a tabulator. They're feeding the ballots into it. They're scanning them in. They're creating the electronic storage capability of the ballots. He says, what do you see coming out of the machines? I said, well, I see a power cord and an Ethernet cable. What's an Ethernet cable for, Randy? Well, it connects to the internet via a modem, via routers, and transmits data. Right. Not just electronically storing images of the ballots on the computer, but transmitting that data somewhere. Every table we went to, all the way to the end, I believe it was 21 or 22 of them, 22 cables going into a huge commercial modem. I saw it with my own eyes. You could have read your Bible from underneath that table from the green lights that were blinking, transmitting data. Patrick Colbeck in the next half hour. We'll be right back.